The Jaguars fall 17-9 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Improved on defense, but still an offense trying to work through the youth. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff, let's start on the offensive side. You know, very little ground game. Bortles was what he was, a rookie quarterback, a few mistakes, but some sustained drives to get some points. Third down, still an issue.
Well, then third down, and you want to be better in the red zone. They were 0-for-2 in the red zone. They've got to get better there. Clearly, they've got to get more of a running game. You know, they've got to take the pressure off of a young passer and a young wide receiver core. You know, but the youth across the entire board for the offense is incredible. You know, but yet they were still in that ball game with an opportunity to tie it up, one possession game. I was impressed with the offense, and I think they're going to get better.
Six rookie starters, really seven rookie contributors if you count Storm Johnson on offense.
Do we need to go through them? Because a lot of people really don't understand.
Right.
I mean, you've got a tight end in Nick Jacobs, who was acquired last week. You got the wide receiving core, Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, and then Ace Sanders is essentially still a rookie. I mean, just coming off of suspension, Blake Bortles, Linder, Bowanko, Storm Johnson. I mean, they were all playing significant roles in yesterday's game.
Does that limit what you can do if you're Jed Fish offensively?
I think it does somewhat. I think the restriction may be more upon the wide receiving core and that constant change there, more so than Blake Bortles, but it will get better.
Let's move to defense. Some improvement there. 10 points allowed. A few sacks of Ben Roethlisberger. 5 plays of 20-plus yards allowed. It's close to last week's total, but none of those for touchdowns. There were some sustained drives. No huge scoring plays for Pittsburgh.
The thing that impressed me the most is, you know, I just got done watching film, and I always make notes on every single play.
Yeah.
There were like 6 examples to where the coverage was just phenomenal. I don't think I've made that many notes on phenomenal coverage yet this year. So they've made a big jump in coverage. A couple of the sacks were coverage sacks, where you have to give credit to the defensive secondary. So all positive signs for the defense. It gave them an opportunity at winning that football game, a step up in my mind.
Is it a step forward, though? Is this sustainable defense for the next few weeks?
I hope so. I hope so, because I thought that they got a little bit better against the San Diego Chargers, and they clearly got better against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have a lot of balance now. Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, those are 3 excellent players.
Well done. It's time to hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton, who has a message for fans complaining about play calling.
The Jags have lost 8 games in a row dating back to last season, so I'm pretty used to angry and frustrated fans. Though, as you're about to find out, they're wearing on me. Play Bortles, they shouted at me over Twitter, as if a quick conversation with Gus would change his mind. They, and maybe it's you, weren't willing to wait while he learned the offense, and while the offensive line gained a little traction. Now he's playing, and it is exciting. It's also frustrating, which you had to expect. You had to. Not everybody. Angry fans are screaming for offensive coordinator Jed Fish's head over play calling. One went so far as to scream for the training wheels to come off the offense. Are you kidding me? 6 rookies started yesterday, and I could make the case that it was 7, since Luke Jokel's not even played 10 regular season games yet. Foremost among them, a rookie quarterback whose knowledge of the offense is still in its infancy. Take the training wheels off. Don't they realize that when you go with a rookie quarterback all by himself, the wheels stay on the first season? When you pair him with 2 rookie receivers, 2 rookie offensive linemen, a rookie tight end, and a rookie running back, well, you get the point. Or maybe you're the one who doesn't. Hint, they're all trying to figure it out. Blake Bortles looks like the real deal, but the real deal with rookie quarterbacks means you're going to have to give him some time to walk before he runs. Take the training wheels off? Are you kidding me?
Jaguars all access tonight. Who you got, Jeff?
We got Ace Sanders. I'm going to talk to him about his first game back and then also what it was like during the suspension.
Ace Sanders, always a good one.
Well, and I expect him to play a bigger role going forward. You know, the first game back, a little bit of rust showing. I expect him to have an impact as a punt returner like he showed in the preseason and also to be an impactful player on the offense.
That's tonight at 7 on Channel 4, Sam Kavaris.
Can I tease one more thing?
Go for it.
Why did the Pittsburgh Steelers throw the football with 2 minutes to go and the Jaguars didn't have a timeout? We're going to show people on film.
I think I know why.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty unique, no doubt about that. Gus Bradley press conference coming up a little later today. Locker room interviews as well. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.